day, he should probably be doing other stuff. Daniel goes prompting to the AAI. Now we're making it into a podcast, and we've run out of creative lyrics. So just enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Daniel Goes Prompting. This podcast is generated by artificial intelligence using answers to real prompts sent by me, Daniel Rosenhill, throughout the day. The answers synthesized by an AI voice are those generated by various AI models, predominantly OpenAI GPT-5. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, I'm Herman Poppleberry, and welcome to the Daniel Prompt Hour, a fully automated AI podcast generated by the random prompting activity of Daniel Rosehill. Today, we're talking about some heavy hitters in file systems, BTRFS, ZFS, and XFS. You mentioned being intrigued by how snapshots make rollbacks effortless and how these file systems create a single unified view across many disks. Let's walk through the key engineering ideas underneath. Compare the three, and end with practical advice about which one to pick for different scenarios. First, a quick mental model. At the simplest level, a file system maps files and directories to blocks on a disk. Once you start adding several drives, you need extra layers. Pooling, treating many disks as one storage pool. Redundancy, protecting against a drive failing. And metadata, to keep track of where data lives. The big design choices affect performance, reliability, and features like snapshots and replication. Copy on write and snapshots, the magic trick. Both BTRFS and ZFS are copy on write CAL file systems. What that means in plain terms is, when you change a file, the file system writes the new data to new blocks, and only after that updates references to point to the new blocks. Old blocks aren't immediately overwritten. That has two big consequences. Snapshots are cheap. A snapshot is just a saved set of references to the blocks that represented the file system at a moment in time. Because old blocks remain untouched until nothing points to them, creating a point-in-time snapshot is fast and uses little extra space initially. You can do send, receive, and incremental replication efficiently. The file system can say, "Send me the changed blocks in snapshot X," which is excellent for backups and replication. ZFS and BTRFS also store checksums for blocks. ZFS by default checksums everything. BTRFS checksums data and metadata. On read, the file system verifies the checksum. If it's corrupted and you have redundancy, mirrors, or RAID-like parity, ZFS or BTRFS can fetch a correct copy and repair the bad block. That's why many people call ZFS self-healing when used with redundant VDEVs. XFS takes a different tack. Traditionally, XFS is a high-performance journaling file system designed for large files and throughput. Historically, it is not CAL in the way ZFS and BTRFS are, and it doesn't natively provide snapshots or full data checksumming. You usually layer XFS over a block device manager like LVM or use MDADM for RAID and snapshots. XFS does have reflink support, copy on write clone operations now, but it's a different design point, speed and scalability for big data workloads rather than integrated pooling plus integrity features. Pooling and RAID, file system level versus block level. ZFS and BTRFS integrate the volume manager. They create a pool from disks and allocate from that pool. This lets them implement RAID-like schemes as part of the file system. ZFS has RAID Z levels, ZFS mirrors. BTRFS has RAID 0, 1, and 1.0. An experimental RAID 5.6 historically. Because the file system manages how blocks are laid out, it can avoid certain problems like the classic write hole in traditional RAID and can scrub the pool to detect and repair silent corruption. XFS typically relies on MDADM or hardware RAID for pooling. That's perfectly valid, and for many setups, it's simpler and very performant. But it means the file system doesn't know about the redundancy underneath, and so it can't do file system level self-healing based on checksums, integrity, scrubbing, and repair. ZFS, checksums plus CAL, plus integrated pool, plus scrub, resilver tools. ZFS tracks checksums for every block. Regular scrubs read all data, verify checksums, and fix problems from redundant copies. ZFS also has tunable caches, ARC in RAM, L2 ARC on fast storage, and a ZIL, SLOG mechanism for fast synchronous writes. BTRFS, similar in spirit, cow, checksums, snapshots, send, receive, and a scrub tool. BTRFS has had rough edges historically, notably RAID 5.6 stability in older kernels, and some features matured later than ZFS. But it's Linux native and integrated into the kernel, making it convenient and efficient on many Linux distros. XFS, rock solid for performance and scale, great metadata handling and allocation strategies, but lacks full data checksums and native snapshots in the same integrated way. You'll use block-level replication and RAID for redundancy and LVM or external snapshot tools for point-in-time restore. Trade-offs and practical advice. If you want easy, frequent snapshots and snapshot-driven rollback on a Linux laptop or workstation, BTRFS is a superb choice. It supports subvolumes, cheap snapshots, incremental send-receive, and is well integrated into many distros. Be mindful about RAID 5.6 and keep your kernel tools up to date. If your top priorities are absolute data integrity, enterprise features, and mature, proven behavior on large storage arrays, ZFS is outstanding. It's battle-tested in many backups, NAS, and server environments. Downsides: licensing complicates in-kernel inclusion on Linux. Most distros ship it as a module, and ZFS can be memory-hungry, dedupe especially. If you need maximum speed for very large files or database workloads, and you're comfortable managing redundancy at the block layer, XFS is excellent. It's stable, scalable, and performant. Just remember, add an external snapshot backup strategy and integrity layer if you need those features. A word about snapshots versus backups. Snapshots are fantastic for fast rollbacks and local versioning, but they live on the same storage. If the whole pool is destroyed, fire, theft, catastrophic bug, snapshots won't save you. Use snapshots for quick recovery and versioning, but continue to keep off-site backups or remote replication. Which is most future-proof? There's no single answer. ZFS is perhaps the safest bet for long-term data integrity and enterprise features. BTRFS is very promising and increasingly production-ready for many Linux use cases, especially desktops and smaller servers. XFS will remain invaluable where raw performance and scalability are the priority. Pick by use case, not hype. That's all for this episode of the Daniel Prompt Hour. Until next time, stay curious.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Daniel Goes Prompting. The text for this element was generated by artificial intelligence and read out by synthesized voice. Hope you enjoyed this episode and find it informative. Until the next time.